My very, very first memory is of me lying down flat on my back, looking up. There is a very bright light all around me, almost blinding. I can't make out any details other than the 3 to 4 small shadow figures that are moving around me somewhat rapidly. The second memory that I have is a little more detailed. Again, I'm lying on a table, but this time I'm lying flat on my stomach, and my head is turned towards the right, and I can't move. I can't yell or scream. There's no voice coming outside my mouth. I don't believe I was being restrained in terms of having anything over my wrist or my ankles, but somehow I was made immobile. And off to my left are two small beings. And then off to my right, floating in the midair, is a small metallic object about the size of a coffee grinder. And it's emanating a sound similar to handheld egg beaters. And this particular object frightened me a great deal, so much so that I believe that I was going to die. Sitting directly in front of me is my aunt, and she is sitting in a chair in front of me, and inside my mind, I am pleading and begging for her to come save me, and she's not doing anything, and she has a catatonic look on her face. She's just looking straight ahead. Her eyes are wide open. Standing behind her are approximately 10 to 12 adults that I don't recognize at all. And they all have the same blank expression on their faces. And behind them is a giant black void. It could have been a screen or a giant monitor or a porthole to outer space. I'm not sure. It's just black. There's no light emanating from it. I don't recall how I got there. I just have that one vivid memory of that particular time. And these occurred approximately when I was 4 years old and living in Hawthorne, California. Now I'm going to jump forward to approximately when I was 5, and I would wake up in my bed and I would be completely frozen, paralyzed from head to toe, except for my eyes. I could blink my eyes and move them left to right. I would see the outline of a small being that I'm guessing between 3 to 5 feet tall would appear at the very edge of my doorway to my bedroom. And at this point, I would be extremely afraid, and I would close my eyes for a few seconds, and then I would open my eyes, and this being would now be standing over me. I didn't feel the bed beneath me anymore. I didn't feel my sheets. I didn't feel my blankets. I don't know if I was floating or what, but somehow I got rolled over onto my stomach all in one motion. And I would feel my pajamas getting pulled up and pulled down slightly to expose my lower back. I never felt any pain. I never felt my skin being punctured. My thought was that it was either going to cut me in half or drill a small hole through my back all the way through me. And I always thought I was going to die, that I was not going to live to see the next day. On December 26, 2016, I woke up in the middle of the night and it felt like there was static electricity everywhere. And I was laying on my left side and I started to roll over onto my back towards my right side because I wanted to get up and get out of bed. And it became apparent to me that I was becoming paralyzed from head to toe. So by the time I was almost on my right side, my right arm was dangling off the bed and I couldn't move any further. I had a sleepy mask on this night and I couldn't see any colors, only black and I guess various shades of gray, but I could see through the sleepy mask quite clearly. And a bean materialized through my bedroom wall. I just remember thinking, oh, this is really happening. This is like, okay, this is happening. And he grabbed my hand that was dangling off the bed and he squeezed it. And as soon as he did that, it was like I was hit by a train emotionally. I had these feelings of exhilaration and love and joy that I've never experienced in my life. I was rendered helpless emotionally just because of that touch. I heard a voice in my head say this simple phrase to me, and what it was, yes, we are real. The only thing that I could say and respond back was, hi, my name is Andy. And he let go of my hand and went back through my bedroom wall. Static electricity slowly faded away and I sat up in bed and I pulled my night mask down from my face and I looked around and I knew this was real. I'd been given a gift and that they let me know that I wasn't going crazy and that I wasn't going insane. And that was really, 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 really nice. Is the best way that I can explain it, that I could mentally give my brain a break.